One of those companies that we've seen kind of come on the scene here recently is Jinea. And their, you know, first route to market was access control. And we don't see it so much with Verkada deals, but we see it a lot with Rhombus opportunities where maybe they don't like Rhombus's offering, and so that's kind of their go-to. Which is an interesting relationship. It's definitely symbiotic for the both of them right now, but you know,
eventually
you know, Jinea is coming out with the VMS side or potentially camera side, so it'd be interesting to see how that relationship continues with that.
If you think about it, this idea that a manufacturer does both really well and integrates super well was actually not something that inherently was there before Verkada. And now it's actually the minimum threshold needed to actually compete. Because if your solution isn't super one-click integratable from video to access control, and potentially even like the features aren't, you kind of can't compete anymore. And that's like Verkada's moat, essentially, right? By the way, not just those two products, there's a lot more. So yeah, you know, it'll be interesting to see what Rhombus does with that.
What's interesting from the integrator side, and I don't think that that's brought up very often, is how different that experience is to be able to associate cameras to doors and doors to cameras and rules, camera rules to access control doors, access control rules and show a camera, right, upon an event. The alert notification coming with the video and whatever rule was violated, right? That was doable in the past, but the amount of setup out of the box that was required on the system integrator to do that, which is one of the reasons why we still refer to ourselves as a systems integrator, is because we feel like we're one of the only people that actually do that title, right? Actually integrate systems. I can't tell you how many major corporations, school districts, whatever, that had the capability, may have even had the licensing that they required to make it happen, but nobody spent the time, effort, and energy to actually make
properly
it happen,
do it,
or do maps or do any of these features that make these systems truly user-friendly and intuitive and easy to use. And so, you know, I just, I can't stress enough like how easy Verkada
made it,
right? And so
the
I don't know if
pairing
I even,
of it all.
Even shared this with you before, but so we, you know, full, you know, transparency here. You guys sent us a bunch of equipment, obviously wanting us to become a dealer with all of your products. And it sat here for a little bit. Like it wasn't easily just opened. And the story is that I was having a rough day and I just needed to clear my head. And so I went in the lab, you know, by myself, and there was these boxes of Verkada over there. So I just started opening them up and just started plugging them in. Really hadn't done a whole lot of time on your website before. Definitely hadn't taken any training or, you know, even logged into command ever. And in the span of about 15 minutes, with zero training, anything, I had next four-door access control set up. I had multiple cameras. I had an intercom. I had a talk down speaker, PA. We had a fire alarm relay that we used for testing tied in for fire alarm release, and had lockdown. I cloned my credential in my card, set myself up as a user, created the org, and all of this stuff was working. And so, you know, I'm sitting there looking at it, and Jeff Inlow, you know, comes in and he's like, "What are you doing?" I was like, "We were wrong." And he's like, "What do you mean?" I was like, we were wrong. Like Verkada, it's got it figured out. And so I kind of explained it to him. Funny thing, at the time, we didn't know what, like, we pressed the intercom button and we're just playing with it. And I'd done it a couple of times. He's like, "Well, what happens if you don't answer?" I was like, I don't know. Like, let's do it. So we leave it ringing, and then receptionist answers, or one of our service coordinators answers, and we both look at him and be like, "I didn't put that number in there." And he's like, how did it know? I was like, it just knows. Like, you know, clearly when I created my user account, I used my phone number for the office and it rang to the office. And so
by default,
yeah. And so, you know, we had linked it when I set it up. And so we didn't even know how to use it. And I said, we started laughing. She's laughing at us on the phone. I was like, well, press star or, you know, something. A key on down there and see what happens. And she did. And the relay fired on the access control panel. And we both looked at each other and were like, yeah, we were wrong. Like, just that process right
Incredible.
There of an intercom
magical
tied to an access control door, being able to define release, and it like us not having to set that up, it just worked out of the box, is mind-blowing, like of like how far that it's come, right? Like that's things like that that I think as people get used to it now and take it for granted, like what that used to take in order for that functionality
for sure.
to work.
Yeah. Absolutely. And it's, but the product team and Philip are on it all the time. Yeah. They're super focused on how to make it easy out of the box. For enterprise, you might need some more customizations, but in general, it should just work. And you should have an early adopter's delight like you did.
Yeah. I think what's really interesting is that my time spent with Brandon and other product managers, the challenge is keeping it user friendly, but putting all the robust features that an enterprise needs. So like one area that we come across all the time is user management and position and permissions.
Yeah.
You know, I have scenarios where I need, you know, six buckets of levels of authority versus three. And I actually welcomed the pushback from the experience side of it can be done, but here are all of the challenges, here's why we do this, and here's all these kinds of permissions, these types of things, and this is why it's easy to use. And it is very true. So balancing how to do that is tough while still making it natively intuitive, easy to use, but still robust enough to check all the boxes.
And we also have like very interesting like IT decision makers who kind of wish it was more complex. They kind of wish they had more controls of different things. And we kind of internally wish like we had like nerd mode,
right?
Where it's like, if you want to nerd out and get a little like more complex and stuff, we'll give you that. But otherwise it's not a nerd mode.
Right.
So there might be something there at some point.
Yeah.
But I think,
because I get it. Like for the average user, they
don't want
need
that,
it, right? And,
yeah.
And I agree. And maybe that's, you know, an addition enterprise versus, you know, standard.
That's why enterprise software in general, unrelated to this industry, but generally is pretty shitty.
It's awful.
Yeah.
Right.
Like in every category.
Yeah.
Right. Like it's
We're in it right now. Like we're a service-based business that does installation, has recurring revenue, has maintenance agreements, service contracts in place. There's nothing unique transactionally about our business that doesn't happen in the plumbing, HVAC, electrical business, even landscaping, right? There's so many service-based businesses. How is there not a better operation CRM accounting package put together to be able to manage projects?
Yep.
Manage recurring revenue, manage maintenance contracts, manage break fix. Like you would think that there's so many companies that fits that they would have this figured out.
The level of complexity you need is too high and therefore it looks pretty bad.
But
it's tough.
This is where you get back to, well, we're just going to pare these features down so that it can work
across
the board.
That's right. I think that is the challenge.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
It's tough.
But I think Verkada will always side on the side of trying to figure out how to make sure the experience is easy.
So there's, getting back to Jinea for just a second, you know, there's basically a industry norm that they're saying that essentially access control today is essentially already all installed. So you do get some new buildings and some expansions, but at the same time, you have buildings going offline that are out there.
Yeah.
So it's really a market share piece in some aspects.
Interesting,
And so the really big access control conversions, the argument here is that it's gonna come from a takeover, right? It's gonna be—
There are a lot of doors that still need to be wired, right?
Yeah,
but yeah, so
agreed. But like the existing market share, the biggest way to gain it would be taking it over. And I think that there's been a lot of turmoil in that space, right? I mean, you've got all of the Acre acquisitions of all the different brands and yep. what they're trying to figure out and ultimately come up with one software for all of it.
Yep.
And then you've got, you know, big changes like Linnell selling to Honeywell and what that means. I mean,
yep.
Honeywell's done a pretty good job in the history of destroying every product company they buy
sure.
for the most part. So I don't expect this to be any different. We've watched it for forever and ever. Like Honeywell, but like they do a really good job at sometimes ruining some products. So it's really interesting to see. And I felt like, you know, after that Linnell change, that there is more people potentially open to looking.
One more time.
Because this is a disruption, right? And
yeah.
so now it's not really Linnell, it's Honeywell, and the players have changed and, you know, people aren't there and where's the product going to go?
Yep.
And at the same time, there's this cloud thing that were happening, and maybe we do need to look
Linnell
at.
Is a lot of the market. Right. Like it's the, it's sort of the on-prem version of
correct
what we're going at in video security. I think that's sort of the competition. I think, but by the way, I think the game you mentioned, which is basically market share, I think that's true for almost every product we sell. Even video security, I understand there's like additions of video security, but that market isn't growing fast enough to sustain Verkada's growth. Like if Verkada's growing, let's just say 30-40%, the market is not growing at 30-40% in any one of our product lines. Maybe visitor management, but that's a small market. So it has to come from some other place. And so it's usually some form of takeover for sure. And I think Linnell presents some opportunity there as well, but it's always presented that opportunity because the product isn't cloud-centric and it's not superior, at least in my views personally, to Verkada's offering. So Janaea might take some of it, but you know we're all taking some of it as the cloud penetrates over. We're actually in the process of debating whether we're number one in cloud access control right now. The definition of cloud access control is Verkada number one. We're actually going through that exercise like we did with video security,
right?
Where de facto about 40% of the cloud video security is Verkada. Therefore, we're number one. We're going to be doing that exercise for access control to see where we stand. Yeah,
it's really interesting.
Yeah, so we'll see if we can get it done by four or Verkada one.
That would be
just to see the
exciting.
Stats. Yeah. So.
Yeah, that's awesome. Looking at kind of the future of where things are at, enterprise, as you said, is growing substantially. Obviously, we see that on a large scale. Change management, right? Like bulk configurations, being able to use RTSP for either streams coming in from other process cameras or getting it out into some other analytic process, cross-product policies. What's next in that world? Like, what are you
like opening
what
do you up? See? The
yeah. What do you think as far as that in the enterprise world? I mean, is that ultimately going to be necessary for you guys to continue to grow in that space?
I actually don't know. I can't really answer that question.
Yeah.
Heavily debated. I would say that I would also say that surprisingly, a lot of these other products don't want to work with us too. So even if we want to do something and we're kind of like, hey guys, like let's work on this, let's make this interoperable.
Mm-hmm.
We don't always get the same kind of openness on the other side.
Yeah.
And so for sure, like the idea of takeovers on the enterprise side is definitely on the top of our minds in so many different categories, not just video security, but access control and all that stuff. You sometimes have some interesting like requirements from the other side that are very Verkada specific.
Right.
Because they're terrified. And so we don't always get the option we want to be interoperable. Yes, in general, we've tried.
Yeah,
sometimes, and it's not always our situation. Yeah.
So I have an interesting thing here. So obviously, you know, one of the features that we find a lot of value in and able to show, you know, an amazing ROI to customers about is facial recognition.
Yeah.
And specifically alerts, right? So K-12 space, this works really well for domestic orders, people they've had trespassing issues with before. Could be a custody issue. So if we know that this vehicle or this person is not supposed to be here, or they don't have custody of this child, the office knows that before the adult even enters the equation. So they're prepared. And these are all things that we didn't used to have or know. So obviously there's some history that you know, some of our audience may or may not know with facial recognition in Texas, right? So Texas was extremely successful in suing in what ultimately became one of the largest private government settlements in history, which was against Facebook.
That's right.
For basically using your face without your permission to recommend friends to you and vice versa, right? So if we were in a photo together, it's then going to start making all these recommendations, right? And so a lot of companies, including yours, kind of put the brakes on facial recognition until there was some legislation. And so that legislation has passed here.
That's right. I heard about it.
And so we're...
It's school specific, right?
It is, but it gives the transparency on facial recognition in general of like what the state is. And so I think it's been one of those things that now there's actual laws on the book that talk about how facial recognition can be used. Because, you know, I believe that Texas specifically is very pro law enforcement, and any tools that they can use to help with crime, they're all about. So, as that continues to go, one of the questions I had that's kind of interesting is, so this hasn't been a feature or functionality that you've really been able to promote very
in
well
Texas.
In Texas, right? And there's a couple other states, I believe, that are in the same boat.
Illinois, for example.
How does that compare and contrast to the sales process and other, and do you feel that once this comes available and you're able to truly put the marketing aspect to that, do you see any like bounce from that or adoption rate increase, or did you see any decrease from not having it as a feature functionality compared to states that don't have that issue?
I think the end customer was frustrated. That's what, I mean, you know, I hear through the grapevine of like there, but I don't think there was a decrease in adoption by any means. There are different ways to solve problems without facial recognition as well.
For sure.
But I think it's important to understand that like even with facial recognition, like our solution is turned off by default. Like we don't, it's not just out of the box, there's facial recognition.
Sure.
We place a lot of interesting barriers in how we use facial recognitions as well. So like just to make sure everyone understands, like, you know, the customer owns the data. It's not being shared in third party databases for the most part. It's not, you know, all these different things are really important stipulations for us. but I do think once facial recognition is overturned here, the legal team is going to look at it. I know they're already looking at it.
Right.
I know sales has already kind of
made sure.
And they've even told me about it.
Right.
Like I was just in Austin's office and they're like, hey guys, this is happening. And it's September or something like
that.
I assume it's going to be super critical to a lot of different institutions.
Yeah.